Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Recently, two incidents took place which don't seem to have any relationship, but that would be a false conclusion. And in this program today, I want to show you how these two incidents relate to each other and what the importance is. The first incident had to do with a speech which Prime Minister Orbán from Hungary recently gave, and I like to quote from Express, dated March 15, saying this: "Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán delivered a fiery speech on Friday, speaking on a national holiday commemorating Hungary's historic struggle for independence. Orbán urged his supporters to help him, quote-unquote, occupy Brussels in the upcoming European election this summer. Orbán's address denounced the EU as an imperial force akin to historical occupiers of Hungary, such as the Soviet Union, of course also Nazi Germany." The article goes on to say, "He accused the EU of encroaching on the nation's sovereignty and undermining its freedom. They start wars, destroy worlds, redraw country borders, and graze on everything like locusts," Orbán told the crowd, stressing Hungary's desire for a distinct identity and way of life. "Before I go on, I found this comparison between the EU and locusts quite interesting. In the book of Joel, we find the following statement in Joel chapter 1 and verse 4. It says, "What the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. And what the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten." And this in part describes the upcoming European Union, or better yet, the core nations of 10, either nations or groups of nations, in Europe, which then will give their power and their authority to a very charismatic leader. Now, we have prepared a free booklet, The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe. And this booklet goes into what I have just said in great detail. Breitbart wrote on March 16, "Orbán said that people in the Western world have become numb to the realities of war. The Hungarian leader went on to argue that Brussels has only brought war and financial blackmail. They want to force us into a war, they want to force migrants down our necks, and they want to re-educate our children. But we will not go to war, we will not let migrants in, and we will not give our children away either." Now, Orbán's warnings have great importance, and our booklet goes into the fact that a war will be launched by the 10 European nations or groups of nations, but not against Russia or China or Ukraine, but against another enemy. But now, what is the force which brings Europe together? Now, this is something which is in direct relationship with the next article I'd like to read to you, with the next incident which took place. The Christian Post wrote on March 18, "Tucker Carlson argued on Sunday and urged to keep the country's increasingly evident spiritual war in mind. Some of the cultural and political battles cannot be explained in political terms," Carlson said, "which he believes indicates their otherworldly nature. This is not flesh and blood at all," he said. Let me just pause right here and let me quote to you Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, which says the following: "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. The article continues. Carlson said he has been reading through the minor prophets such as Habakkuk, which he said taught him how suddenly disaster can fall on a nation. The story of history is abrupt, unexpected change, but things change in a second, and I feel like we don't and will not understand that. Carlson has repeatedly emphasized what he sees as the spiritual nature of the culture wars in the United States and other Western countries. The evidence unmistakably shows an acceleration in whatever the dark force is in this country, whose only impulse is to destroy, not to improve or create, but to destroy, and it's all around us, Carlson said last December. And he also argued that some of the UFOs sightings are in fact of a spiritual nature of dark forces. Tucker's right. What we are seeing right now is a war which we are fighting, supposedly fighting, against the dark forces, the ones which are controlling and ruling this world, including the United States, including Europe. Satan is the one who will bring about the final revival of the ancient Roman Empire in Europe. And interestingly enough, in our free booklet, The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe, we are talking about the book of Habakkuk, and we are explaining in great detail the book of Joel, the book of Habakkuk, and other Old Testament prophecies to show you what is going to happen. So these two incidents are connected, and we need to watch to see how it all is going to develop within a few years from now. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.